Are there any projects that you are currently working on?
I stopped writing for a long time because I had two little kids in the house, and that allows for absolutely no time on your own to think of anything. And a friend of mine, year before last, said, "Why don't you NaNoWriMo, the online thing that someone sponsors where you write 50,000 words in the month of November?" And I said, "Well, maybe I'll try that." And I did. I guess it was 2005. And it came really easily to me. And I have a story going on right now. It's fantasy. And it's about a couple people dealing with the world of technology versus the world of the gods. And I'm enjoying working on it. It's going quite nicely. And even though I still have two little kids in the house, I set aside a couple hours a week just to sit down and work on it. So yeah, I'm busy again. It's nice.
How long have you been writing fantasy?
Since I was a little kid. When I was probably in third grade, I got the chicken pox, and I was in bed, and I was introduced to The Hobbit, and it just really grabbed me, and I started reading any sort of fantasy at the time I could find. And when I ran out of that, I started writing stories because there was nothing left on the shelf for me to read. And I've always been just a terrible fantasy junkie. I love the idea of the different worlds and the different characters and all the different possibilities.
Where do you get your inspiration for writing your characters?
It's kind of funny because I have really wild dreams. Every night I dream several just really wild dreams, and I wake up and I remember them. And often it will be just a sequence of events or a place, just even just architectural, a building, you know, just an interesting building, and I remember it and sometimes write a story around it. Generally, characters in my dreams are something that stick with me as well. And sometimes it's just as simple as reading something in the newspaper that really catches my interest, and a story just starts to develop.
What do you like best about writing?
I don't know. It's probably the godlike power of just putting down and making whatever you want happen in this fantasy world that you're writing. And it's also great. It's a great break from the everyday world. When I'm writing, it's almost the same feeling as when I'm doing yoga. The rest of the world just goes away, and it's like a meditation, and you're absorbed in, I don't know, picking the word, or just absorbed in the story itself. And time passes so quickly, and it's like living those dreams that I dream. And you wake up, and suddenly, you know, you're much more relaxed, and you feel as though you've put forth just a ton of energy and created something out of it.
How long did it take you to write Keeper's Child?
It began in my college thesis in creative writing, and I wrote the first half of it in college for my college thesis, and then I stopped for a while. And when my husband was in law school, he worked a lot of long nights, and so I started it up again. That was probably a year to a year and a half after I had stopped, and finished it up then. Did a lot of editing, and so all in all, it probably took me a good 9 months of actual writing.
So what do you do when you're not writing?
Well, I'm raising two kids and doing yoga and lots of gardening and just kind of doing my own thing. And we have an old house that I'm remodeling and putting in a new bathroom and a new kitchen. And I really like to stay busy, and I think I really like creating things with my hands or imagination or just being part of the world that way.
Well, thank you very much for letting me ask you these questions.
Thank you.